Getting you home. This is 105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Cambridge 105 at 5:31. A few weeks ago, Sue Cox came in to tell us about the Sturton Street Chapel, the Methodist Hall, which residents of Sturton Street had been looking to purchase. I'm pleased to say that Sue is back on 105 Drive again, and it's good news to start with, Sue, other than seeing you, of course.
Oh, thank you. How kind. Yes, it is. It's wonderful news that we have managed to actually raise the 600,000 from 400 different people who have pledged. We are overwhelmed by the community spirit and support. However, it will still be going on the open market on the 2nd of March, actually, Monday the 2nd of March.
OK, well, we'll come to that in the moment, but I'm rather impressed with two figures, actually. The £600,000 figure, that is very good, obviously, but across 400 different people, that's quite an amazing total. Now, how much of that is perhaps businesses which have chipped in?
Actually, very few businesses, mostly people who have taken out single. So we do half shares, £250 shares, and quite a few people have invested about £1,000 or something, multiple shares. But it is all, virtually all people, single people.
And just to remind listeners who might not have heard you when you came in last time to the programme, the idea basically is that residents of Sturton Street were invited to buy a share. I think they were £250 a piece.
Yep.
And from that, there was the potential of, well, first of all, buying the hall and securing it for the use of the local community, but also, I guess, potentially using that as an investment going forward as well for them.
Definitely, because after 3 years, they will get 3% interest on the share. But there is also, and unfortunately, I'm not very good at all this money side of things, but if businesses large sums of money are invested, you get something called social investment tax relief,
okay,
which gives you a one-off larger payment. So that is also...
And so that also then also chips in, I suppose, and adds to the amount of money that somebody's putting in.
Absolutely.
A bit like, I guess, when people donate to charity as an individual, there's some piece you can get back according to what your tax arrangements
are.
Yeah,
that sort of thing, I think.
Okay.
Don't ask me any more about that.
No, don't worry. I wouldn't know where to start myself, quite frankly. It's why I use an accountant from time to time. So £600,000. Now, that's a lot of money. It was the target that you were looking for. They're Methodists. They're nice people. Surely they're going to come to you and say, yes, that's fine, thank you very much. Sign the paperwork. Get it organised.
Sadly, that is not the case. We hoped that was the case because we had the 6 months in which to do it. But as a charity, they are bound by their rules, which are from a different aspect to ours, whereas they are duty-bound to make as much money as they can.
Right, so from their side of things, they have to build the investment.
They have to put it on the open market.
Well, like the Church of England used to be an investor in Sky Television many years ago.
I don't know anything about
that. That sort of thing. Right. That's a church would still look to invest in something it saw as reasonably ethical, at least.
Well, I don't know. I don't know whether they invest in things. I really don't know. But they have...
But they still want to get the money back from this, by the looks of things, as much as possible.
They want to get maximum money so they can put it into another Methodist... well, as far as we know, into something else Methodist. I don't know whether they run as a business, I must admit. But we're rather hoping that because of the amount of support we've got, that we can play the emotional card, perhaps, and say, here's the community, we have all this going. Are you really going to turn us down?
Because the hall has been there, and it's been a Methodist hall for
1845.
More than 130 odd years.
And it was given to the community in the first place by a local chap, Mr. Kerridge.
Right.
Of Kelsey Kerridge fame.
So that would be the sports hall, of course. This is another thing where his name. There's a Kerridge, is it Kerridge Close, Kerridge Court, something off of Sturton
exactly
Street,
so,
isn't there?
He had a builder's yard where the bottom end, just beyond the church.
Oh, I see, right.
Kerridge Close was right. Where his builder's yard was.
Okay, that makes sense on that. So the next stage really is almost to throw yourself upon the mercy of the Methodist Church. Or do you need to raise some money from elsewhere? You said not many businesses had chipped in so far. Could they be encouraged to provide you with a cushion, perhaps?
Exactly so. I couldn't have put it better myself. Yes, that is exactly what we would like businesses to do. So we, depending on how things go, we then could perhaps offer some more, but also if we do acquire the building, if we at this price, then we would like businesses to invest anyway, because A, it's a jolly good bargain, but B, you know, it's ongoing maintenance and support. That's what we're looking for.
So even if you do secure it, I guess there is the upkeep of the building.
Indeed.
And is it
Indeed.
In good condition?
The church itself isn't too bad. The back room needs quite a bit of doing too, but we have a grant from the council, of course, already.
Right.
They've allocated some S106 money, £48,000. That is a known. If we can acquire the building, that will be us to do things like windows, major stuff to begin, you know, big stuff to begin with. But our income would come mostly, as in the business plan on the website, from a nursery. We have two in nurseries that are interested in setting up there.
Right, because until recently, is it still being used, or is it it's out of action for anybody at the moment?
It's been closed since August.
Right,
unfortunately, which is sad, because over the winter, goodness knows what might have happened to it.
Because there were groups, of course, which used it on a regular basis.
Absolutely, absolutely. They all had to close down in about June or July and vacate the premises. So on the 2nd of March, the notice board will be taken down. Outside the church, so...
If you go past that at the moment, every time I wander past, I sort of see if the amount of money had gone up a little bit more.
Absolutely, that'll all be gone come Monday.
Right.
Don't know why they want to take that down, but they do. So we are trying to cover Sturton Street with posters saying that we have raised the money and we want to acquire the building.
Okay, so what happens next? Is it simply a matter of waiting for... is there going to be some sort of sealed bid auction happens, or what's likely to be the next move?
Our bid is in there waiting to see what else happens. Yes, we've been told that they will contact us with what comes in, I suppose, all the other people who might come rushing towards it. It is a waiting game, absolutely a waiting game. But in the meanwhile, we have various ideas, which I'm afraid I'm not going to tell you about.
Okay. I won't.
So watch this space and watch the newspapers.
Okay. Listen to Cambridge 105 to find it all out as well, no doubt. I probably should declare an interest, really, as a Sturton Street resident in all of this, but I do hope, and I'm sure everybody does, wherever in the city that they live, community spaces are always important, and when we have one already, it kind of helps to try and hold on to it, if we can.
Very good.
So thank you very much for coming in. It's Sturton.org on the website, isn't it? If people want to get in touch, have a look at that business plan.
Absolutely.
And stuff which you mentioned.
And it's updated. Everything is updated quite regularly there too. Yeah.
Okay, that's very good. Thank you very much. That's Sue Cox from the Save Our Space campaign.